Good morning. This is Marie Preston from Houston, Texas on the north side.
Good morning, my sister Marie. And it's always good to hear your voice, Dr. Marie Preston. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we are eternally grateful this morning for your love, for your goodness, Lord, for your mercy, Father. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for who you are. We thank you that you are our Redeemer, that you are our Comforter. Oh, God, when we need you most, you're always there. You never leave us. You never forsake us. No matter what a situation looks like, we trust you. Father, we thank and praise you for giving us the ability to get up this morning, oh, God, with all the activity of our limbs, to join one another on this PMC call as we are enriched, enhanced, and as we are empowered, as we are believers, nothing at all will shake in us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and the entire D.A. Staleon family. Father, we thank you that they trust you as they put together this PMC call, Lord, as they just thought about the product and everything that Artists International was going to encompass, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that their footsteps were ordered of you. Now, Lord, we thank you for blessing them with wisdom from on high. We thank you for always keeping and guiding them. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker who will bring a word that we know will be rich this morning, that we know will be comforting this morning, that we know that we can feast on. And, Father, we just bind Satan in Jesus' name in every area of our life on this call. He has no place on it, nor his cohorts. So we veto, cast out, and bind them in Jesus' name and loose the Spirit of the Lord over this call, the blood, precious blood of God. And we give you praise right now, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you, my TMC family, as we go forth continuing to trust in the Lord because his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts than our thoughts. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much, woman of God, for seating us and greeting us on this day, for opening us up in that powerful prayer, and also for giving us our tag for this morning, Trust in the Lord Month. Well, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We welcome each and every single one of you, and we know that when you dialed into this, the Master's Call, that you dialed in because, number one, you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and also our mission and mandate for this cause, that your life would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. This call has been moving forth every Monday through Friday since October the 25th of 2010. We are approaching our fifth year here on the Master's Call. And so if you are visiting us for the first time, we welcome you today, and we hope that you would continue to dial in at this divine and appointed hour. But we want to let you know that this call has a website, and so we invite each of you to visit our website at www.themasterscall.net, and that's without the apostrophe. So www.themasterscall.net. That is our website. You will see all of our messages have been archived on our website. You'll see information about our ministers and speakers. Their bios are on our website. So please visit our website at any time of the day. Listen to some of the messages from back in 2010 and see where we began and where God has brought us to. We also have an email address, and our email address is info@themasterscall.net. And so maybe some of you on this line may have a prayer request that you want to give to us and you don't want to wait till Friday. You need us to stand in agreement with something that is going on in your life, then please use our email address, info@themasterscall.net. Or maybe you want to be a greeter. Maybe you want to participate here on the Master's Call. You want to greet like Minister Willa just did, or you want to host like I'm doing right now, or maybe you have a message that you would like to share with the masses, then please, please, please utilize our email address and Pastor Vanessa, our Mother Eagle, or Minister Brenda Terrell, our prayer general, will get back to you shortly. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call. And on the morning motivational call, which was founded by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, you will hear on there what is going on with Artists International. I'm telling you right now, we are preparing for our Transformation Challenge, Artists for Life Challenge, a 50K giveaway will be happening. And wow, in a very, very short period of time, July the 6th, actually, we will be kicking off that program. And so you don't want to miss it. If you're wondering, what am I talking about, then dial into 530-881-1300 and use the access code 539598#, and you'll hear more about what Artist is about. And if not, please get back to the person who invited you to this call, and they will share with you how an appointment with Artist can truly, truly change your life. Well, now it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker today is actually a co-founder here on the Master's Call. You heard her voice on Juneteenth, which was on Friday. And I'm telling you, she is definitely a victorious, anointed, noble, efficient, saved, sanctified, and anointed woman of God. She was in the industrial engineer field for over 12 years, but God called her to do his work here in the kingdom. She's a graduate of Oral Roberts University. She's a pastor at Gathering of the Eagles Ministries in Dallas, Texas. Currently, she is in Prairie View, Texas, where she so affectionately is caring for her mother and also participating where God will have her to go in this season. She's currently teaching and ministering at the Mount Corinth Baptist Church in Prairie View, Texas. So if you're out there in Texas and you need to hear a word, then visit Prairie View and the Mount Corinth Baptist Church. But today you have the opportunity to hear her voice here on the Master's Call. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to you a co-founder here on the Master's Call, none other than our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Master's Call family. Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Thank you so much. Early in the morning with all that sunshine in your voice, greeting each and every one of us. And as always, General of Prayer, Minister Willa, thank you so much for being the Queen of Hospitality as you greeted God's people as they came on this telecommunication sanctuary, as I see on the board, our beloved Benita named it a year ago. So we just thank God for each and every one of you. Again, belated Happy Father's Day to all the men of God I see on the board and all of us who hopefully celebrated the men of God in our lives this past weekend and memorialized and remembered those who've gone on. I took my mom out to the grave site to lay flowers, fresh flowers on my father's grave and just spend some time there thanking him for being such an awesome earthly father all my years. And I just know many of you all celebrated the men and gave them their day as they deserve. Also, we are continuing to keep in prayer those families and that Emmanuel AME Church affected in Charleston, South Carolina, a wake-up call for all of us across the country of forgiveness, to battle racism, and just to stay prayerful and vigilant during this season. I want to talk this morning as we start on this faithful Thursday, and we are triumphant. Thank you, Minister Willa, for just reminding us that we still are trusting in the Lord when we can't, as I've often said through the years, when you can't trace his hand. In other words, we don't know what you're doing, God. We trust your heart. So we know you love us more than we even love ourselves. And I tried a while back on making it happen, the three M's to godly success. But as we all walk through life. God always allows me to chew on a word and gives us new insight, rhema, nuggets. I want to talk this morning going from the godly mindset to massive action to then building a monument and a memorial, that it starts with a godly mindset. And as we've been learning and talking about going from worry to worship to wisdom, when I was interceding and praying over the weekend, God dropped in my spirit that we really are going from his promise, what the promises are in the Word of God. And wow, does that evoke it? We have to endure the pressure. Some of us feel like we're the pressure cooker of faith right now so that we come out on the other side fulfilling our purpose. So we're talking about making it happen, our three M's or our three P's, M and T, to godly success. Now, we're halfway through 2015, if you can believe it or not. We are really almost more than halfway through the month of June, being halfway point in our year of this theme, the 2015 in me, God's manifested miracle signs and wonders will be seen in me, in you and I. Well, we don't have to read about it, get in line to see about it, but we are the church, the same paraclete. Holy Spirit is inside of us. And I really want to minister this morning to our spirits as well as our minds, that we are going to make it happen for our family, for our finances, and for our future. You see, I'm always in the threes, for the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I really want to remind us as we're getting ready for this new campaign starting July 6th, and many of us were talking and saying how we're going to get ourselves back to be fine as wine. I also want to give a shout-out. I was so excited to see so many of my artist family at the beautiful wedding covenant celebration of our beloved Valerie, who is now Valerie Garcia Lewis, and her marriage to Carlos. And we were talking about new beginnings and getting a mindset ready, getting our heart ready, our minds ready, our mind is ready for this 90-day challenge. But even more so, as many of us are walking out this year, the challenge is not if they come, when they come. Then God shows us the promise. We stand at our alpha. Love to say how we stand at the start line. And with the eyes of faith through the tunnels of time, we look at the omega, the finish line, and now we're going to have to walk it out. So we're talking about the three M's to get to this godly success. Not success according to the world, but godly success. I'm very deliberate in what kind of success that each one of us, you and I, want to have. Now, the first M is a godly mindset. You know, we've really been learning and seeing as the church is facing challenges we never even dreamed of 10 years ago, yet alone 50, 100 years ago, with the growth and the move of the Internet and social media. That we really can't just minister, especially as a minister of the gospel. I just can't teach to people's minds. I've got to teach to their spirits. It's got to be a two-tier track to speak yes to their spirits, but to never skip past the mind. Romans 12 tells us that we don't want to be conformed to this world, but we want to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We want to understand that the principles of God don't change, but the methods have to transcend. So it's important to have a mindset of godly success. Learn to see God and get the mind of Christ. Get his desires. Get his system. You know, we talked about we can have the word, we can be willing, but we got to do it his way to get his system, his strategies for our lives. I quote this verse over my life every day, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16, that 16th verse when Paul wrote in that first chapter of Corinthians, second chapter to the church there at Corinth. He said, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have, lay hands on your own selves, on your own forehead, we have the mind of Christ. Speak, decree that into your spirit." When the enemy is battling you with thoughts that are not coming anywhere but from the pit of hell, you speak to yourself, encourage yourself. I have the mind of Christ. See, to have a godly mindset, it takes daily practicing what God says about you. Often it's not what we feel or even what we think, It's only what God says about it. You know how we have the holy hormones and we get those worrisome worries going, and we got to choose to daily develop a godly mindset by speaking, by decreeing, by declaring over our lives only what God says about you. No more stinking thinking. Our attitude does really determine your altitude. Eagles, your attitude, what you allow to harvest, to hook up, to plant itself in our mind, determines our altitude. We must develop and nurture a godly mindset, which has us soar like the eagles that we are. See, when I was before God with all my wives, I thought, Lord, they were in the church. Lord, they were doing a Bible study. I teach Bible study every Wednesday at Mount Career Baptist Church in Hempstead, Texas, and it could have been our church when I'm up at the front of the room teaching. God, that was young hate. That wasn't 60, 70, 80-year-old hate. That's because that mind had nurtured only hate. That diet was racism. That belief system was that somebody done me wrong, so I must avenge. To sit there for an hour and still pull that heinous accent, that stinking thinking had deep roots. Why? Because they had been nurtured. So we're guarding our mind this morning. It starts with a mindset and a thorough belief that God really loves me. We know the scripture in Ephesians 3, verse 20, and the Bible says, now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, but finish the verse, according to the power that worketh in us. As old saints say, you got to have some power working in you. And the Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. Meditate means study therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, only then, after we've studied, after we have meditated day and night, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Joshua 1:8. And the Bible says, as I quoted earlier, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds, getting that mindset right, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect. Perfect means mature. Will of God, Romans 12:2, and that Romans 8, the Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that of which are in Christ Jesus, who walk what? Not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Oh, how many times have we talked about being Spirit-led and not carnally led? And the Bible says, I am an overcomer, and I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives, even unto the death. Revelations 12:11. What am I saying this morning with that first M? Speak the word. Eat the word. Decree and declare the word over your lives and your family. Now I want us all to decree and declare to the heavens, according to Job 22. I speak this every day, verses 27 and 28, which says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Speak to the heavens. Assign those angels. Minister to the word of God so that it's already wrapped in God's anointing. It's already sealed by the blood. See yourself. Hear for yourself. Believe for yourself with a godly mindset that has only godly success in your future, and that you are bad to the bone being the light of Christ, the image of Christ, wherever you go. Because remember, the wrong mindset can have the three D's of doom. The wrong mindset can delay, derail, and unfortunately destroy the plans and promises and purposes that God has for our life. Speak over yourself each and every day. I have the mind of Christ, and I am, not maybe, not even will be, but I am this very moment. I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I have the eyes of faith. I have the eyes of an eagle. It may look jacked up, messed up, toe up from the flow up, but my eyes are faced, ha, as I stand at this alpha. I'm looking to the omega, that through this journey, God's going to perfect the things which concerneth me this morning. We're making it happen. The three M's to godly success, a godly mindset, massive action, a monument and a memorial, because we're going from the promise. We go endure the pressure, and we are fulfilling our purpose at second M and achieving the three M's of godly success. We must take massive action. On this campaign, we're taking massive action. Many times we forget that Jesus sought his Father in prayer for a strategy, a plan from God. Then he got off of his knees and took what? Action. James 2, my favorite book of the Bible, James, that second chapter, the 18th verse says, yea, a man may say, thou have faith, and I have works. Well, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. The two main ingredients of massive action is what? Motivation and momentum. I don't need a rah-rah, a pep rally, and no action to build that momentum. There's a saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Put some energy in your voice. People, let the sound cause others to see the excitement in your actions. Let others see and feel your positive energy in everything you're doing. And it will absolutely be contagious and build the momentum to make it happen. As you lead your team, they need to see your motivation, and it will automatically create the momentum. In the Bible, we say Paul operated with massive action, always displaying his great love for Christ, motivating others to serve Christ. No matter what, we read in our Bible still today how it created a momentum that turned the lives of 12 people and now millions upside down. Our ultimate example, Jesus Christ, took massive action with everybody he encountered. He was our first example of the three-foot rule. I love, as I hear President Marie Preston always say, if they're 3 feet around me, I'm going to take action, because we can fit them as big as you can get them. It ain't over till the fat lady sings, and what? She ain't singing because she got on her body magic. See, Jesus' love and anointing reached out and touched all who came near him. Jesus showed us the ultimate example of motivating others with love in demonstration. And today, this morning, all around the world, the motivation and momentum causes us to spread the gospel, the good news, taking the massive action, being his hands as instruments of ministry in the marketplace, sharing Christ every day, or making it happen. Three M's to godly success. And in my last 2-3 minutes, we're going to go to that third M, because we're going from mindset to massive action to a monument and a memorial. What's the journey look like? We start with a promise. And we make up in our minds we're going to endure the pressure, because we decree over our lives we're fulfilling our purpose. That third M is achieving the monument and building the monument and a memorial for future generations to always remember. It ain't just about us four no more. It's about your children's 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 children. Our determination to finish big, even by the end of this month, is to better provide for our future, to create a better lifestyle for our future. And scripture, with every major victory, the children of Israel would build a memorial. They would establish a monument. Why? So that they would never forget. Put pictures, images in front of you to constantly remind you of how far God has brought you. And you, as you remember his promises, how our Father desires to take us even further. See, when we see a cross, we remember the ultimate sacrifice of Christ dying for our sins on an old rugged cross. It should encourage us to daily do what we need to do to build a legacy of faith, wealth, and health for our families every day. building the memories. Do it for Big Mama. Do it for Nana. She sacrificed. Do it for Papa, who went without, so that his children's children's children. Take your baton. Run our leg of the race. Endure the pressure, because there's some promises that are hovering over us from prayers that went for 3-4 generations ago. Building the memorial that creates the memories that what glorify our God. But the most thing they do is they edify others. They remind them that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he did it for Big Mama, if Papa endured it, if Daddy, even this past Father's Day, remembering the sacrifices, remembering the words of encouragement, remembering the hope in their eyes for a better day, if they can walk it out, I can endure the pressure to fulfill the purpose. All today, making it happen, our three M's to godly success. First, have a godly mindset. Means you're going to go from your promise. Write it down what God has promised you. Then you just can't talk about it. We got to be about it. Massive action. Yes, we're going to endure some pressure. But we're going to fulfill and build a monument to remind us of the Jehovah Nissi victory and a memorial, because purpose has been fulfilled. So first, a godly mindset. The second M is a massive action. And then thirdly, a monument and a memorial. In Christ we stand. Amen, amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. What a mighty word, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you so much for giving us those three M's for godly success. I will be calling you back after the prayer to give us our benediction for this morning. But let us go to God in prayer right now. Father, we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for this day that you have made, God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the message straight from the throne room, God, that will help us and put us into the position, God, for godly success. We thank you for the woman of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and I pray right now that you would just restore virtue in her, Father, as she has empowered, enriched, and enhanced our lives on this Monday morning. And so we speak that every need in her life will be met in the name of Jesus. We come right now lifting up every single caller that has dialed into the Master's Call. God, you know their needs. Why? Because you are their Father. You are their Creator. And so we know right now in the name of Jesus that every need is met in Jesus' name, Father. We trust you. We believe your word, God, and we know that your promises will still manifest in our lives. So I come lifting up Jackie Henderson right now to you and her brother as she's on her way to the emergency room. God, you are the doctor. You are the healer. And so right now, we speak total and complete healing in his situation, God. Touch his mind, his body right now, Father. And we decree and declare that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, God. We speak deliverance on this line this morning. We speak healing on the line this morning. We speak prosperity and abundance right now, Father. We thank you for our children, and we thank you that they are covered by your blood, Father. We thank you for each and every father, God. And we thank you first because you are our Father on a daily basis. You love us unconditionally, and you know what is best for each and every single one of us, Father, and it doesn't get any greater than that. So we just thank you for being the Father of them all, Father. We thank you for each and every earthly father that we have here, some who have gone on. We celebrate them, Father. We celebrate the men that you have created them to be, Father. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that they will walk in the steps that you have ordered for their lives. And as we go through this day, God, and never from your presence, we go in prosperity and peace. We go knowing that something great will happen for us in this day. And so we give your name, God, the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, Father. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you because you are God. And I lift up Reggie Flanagan to you right now, and I thank you right now for him, and I celebrate him, and I pray for his father right now, God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just touch him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. And for any of those
are just in need of you, God, right now. I ask that you would intercede right now on their behalf. And so I decree and declare these things to be so in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray right now, amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us on the Master's Call. To hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-POUND. We will be heading over to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 5395-98-POUND. Please join us back again on tomorrow. Invite three people to join us here along with you, and we'll look forward to hearing you. Remember, go out and be that great minister in the place that you are. Dr. Vanessa, come give us our benediction for the day.
Amen, amen, amen. Father God, I just thank you for your people of God this magnificent Monday, trusting in you and you alone. We thank you that we go out triumphantly as your ministers in the marketplace. Fill this word in our hearts that we achieve godly success with a mindset rooted in your word, with massive action, putting our hands to the plow, doing all we can do, knowing you will do what we cannot do, and then building a memorial and a monument to establish for generations to come that you are an all-powerful, all-faithful, all-knowing God. So we celebrate you this day, knowing that great things lie in our lives and great things you will do in us and through us for your glory and our good. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an awesome day in Christ. Bye-bye.